America
America
and to
and
the
to the
republic
republic
for which it
for which it
stands,
stands,
one
one
nation
nation
under
under
God,
God,
indivisible,
indivisible,
with
with
liberty
liberty
and
and
justice
justice
for
for all.
all. Okay, thank you. Could we start with Joel to have any do you have any public comments?
I have not received any for today.
Okay. I wanted to ask something. We haven't had any public comments since the last meeting. Can we commit to acknowledging all public comments within 2 days, not responding with an answer to their issue? Just commit to acknowledging that the board has received it and we are, looking into the issue.
Yes, I can commit to that.
That's great. And I also wanted to ask that if you could also please send all public comments to all members of the board. This does not mean the board responds. It just keeps the board informed. Okay. If you wouldn't
Yes.
mind also doing that as they come in.
Of course.
That's okay. Great. Does anybody have any objection to that? We don't need a vote. Okay, great. Let's begin with approval of the previous meeting minutes that we've all received from Bridget. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any discussion? Sorry, that should have come first. All those opposed?
Sorry, do we need a motion and a second
A
before we
motion and
do
a
the vote?
second.
You're very correct. The
Then
motion is to.
I move that we accept the approve the minutes as presented.
Thank you. Do I have a
I
second?
second.
Wonderful. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All, any
Aye.
oppose? Okay, so minutes are approved. Is Elias on to begin with the head of school report?
I
Super.
am. Hello.
Hi.
Let me share my screen. Okay. Here we go. All right, everybody, welcome. Not our favorite to be doing things on Zoom like this, but we are going to trudge through it. As many of you may know, the school had a natural disaster with our electrical lines being damaged heavily from the last storm over the weekend. And the good news is that the teams are work they have isolated the problem and they are rewiring the lines as we speak. And we should have some positive news in the next 24 hours. So welcome everybody with that. I'm going to start with the quick summary of some of the overview stuff. Building 27 is on track and on time, and it's ready for its opening. The grand opening celebration, as we've discussed already, is on the 9th, the Otama celebration. So that should be a very fun evening. We encourage everybody to attend. The schools have been preparing for the start of the year throughout the summer. There has been extensive work done on flooring in all of the buildings. They've been stripped and repolished, specifically in areas where they were heavily soiled, including classrooms being having all the furniture removed and then rebuffed. There's also been extensive painting done in classrooms that had a lot of damage in them, and an entire effort by all of the teams in all of the buildings to make sure that there are welcome and warm spaces for our teachers. We remodeled teachers' lounges and provided nice spaces for them to be able to find some time to get some work done, or at least get their mind off things for a few minutes in a place that feels very much like you a lounge that you can relax in. Although we had the outages, the work has the teams have been working through the outages with headlamps on and other resources to try to continue to finish the job. And we are anticipating that that will be finished as well on time for us to be able to open. OCS continues to grow student enrollment. Our numbers are looking very solid. We've exceeded the budget target item of 2,500 students, and we are on track to be able to hit our target much higher than that. So congratulations to the enrollment team on working very hard to do that. So we'll look forward to reporting back on that next month, when almost the 30th. So we'll have a really clear picture around this time next month of where we stand. In a previous meeting, we talked also about our fourth goal, which was the principals to be developing action plans with the executive leadership team that align with the district priorities and student achievement goals. These action plans identify the instructional focus areas for each group, the outcomes to guide improvement efforts through the whole year. These action plans are also directly aligned to Secretary Martin's action plans for the entire state. So they're very thorough, and we have been meeting with the principals to help them first understand how to create the action plans and then support them in doing that. So we'll have some more information on that as that continues to roll out. From a building level update, from the K-5 schools, the buildings are fully staffed with all positions filled. That's wonderful. We have a new AP Climate and Culture Coordinator, AP of Climate and Culture, and we also have been doing dial testing, which is that testing that we use for incoming Ks before they come. So we're very excited about that. We do not have the back to school bash tomorrow, so that I do have an update on that. We are going to postpone it. We will provide a date to everyone once we have power back to the building and we've kind of stabilized ourselves. We'll do the back to school bash thereafter. So I anticipate probably in a week to 10 days, we'll do that. But right now, with all of the other items that we're doing, we're not going to be doing the back to school bash tomorrow. The middle school also anticipates being fully staffed. They've hired three new math teachers, two Greek teachers, performing arts teacher and a science teacher and a dean of climate and culture to support them. So again, that's kudos to the admin teams and to the HR teams for being able to do that. At the high school level, also they've replaced staff who've moved out of state. One in particular that was very difficult. She was wonderful with culture, and she also took so many photos for us at all the events. We're gonna dearly miss her. But we also have a new assistant principal, Mr. Richardson, over there. He is phenomenal. So welcome to Mr. Richardson as well. We're working out schedules right now. Camp Odyssey is ready to get started. That's going to be wonderful. That'll happen at Camp Saginaw for the freshmen, and then there'll also be a senior version of that thereafter. So look for that. There's a lot going on with professional development right now. The new teacher orientation has begun, despite the fact that we had a few hiccups here with the electricity. And building principals are kind of rolling out their professional development schedules with the adjustments based on the electrical issues that we're having for the rest of this week and next week. We do want to be clear to everyone and to our stakeholders and to our teachers the most that we absolutely value their sacred time to prepare their classrooms. So we understand that right now those spaces are not available, but we are ensuring everybody publicly that the time to set up classrooms will occur. And although it is a little bit frustrating not to be able to do it yesterday and today and tomorrow, we will provide that time, and all of those things will get done, and we'll have a wonderful welcoming of the students in an appropriate manner. And that's also another reason why the bash had to be moved, is because a lot of families anticipate being able to enter the buildings and take a look at their classrooms. And obviously, we're in no position to be visiting classrooms right now. From the curriculum team, they're preparing the transition to Amplify CKLA third edition, which is a big move. And the team is developing a curriculum to support the implementation of the new math pilot program, which is called Amplify Desmos Math. This is going to focus on creating aligned pacing guides. And then we're also providing the support system for brand new model of math instruction for our school. that we're very excited about as a teacher support and a way to universalize the instruction across our K-12 model, especially as a math-focused school. We believe that the investment in both teacher development and curriculum development in this case will lead to the outcomes that we're looking for moving forward in mathematics. So that's another piece of the curriculum that's coming into play. There's also going to be a little bit more that we're looking at with respect to a response to some of the data. We'll talk about the data momentarily as we collect and organize and continue to move forward. I will be spending a little bit of time talking about that shortly. Deborah will provide the financial update for the day, and I know that we're approving the budget later on, so we'll talk about that as well. For climate and culture, we met with UD to establish a new implementation partnership for our multiple tiered student response system, and we're also building some partnerships through the RISE information sessions to get collaborative feedback on the opportunity. The Ri Odyssey Rising is a new program for our school that's meant to support the students who need it the most and who oftentimes can't find it in a regular general education classroom. More information on that will come a little bit later, but we're very excited about that new program as well. It will help support our teachers in making sure that within their classrooms, there's a little bit more support because you'll have some of these students that are receiving wraparound services to help catch them up, so to speak, academically in areas where they may be struggling tremendously. So we'll be looking at that as well and talking about it a little bit more. Josh has been doing a fantastic job. I should take a moment really quickly because I think it's utterly important through this entire process that we went through where all of our opening plans kind of were shifted. I'd like to take a moment to shout out a lot of the people that are going to make tomorrow an incredible opening kickoff for us. So first and foremost, the bus drivers and the transportation team, they not only were helping with transporting things back and forth, but they helped set up the hall. I'd like to give special thanks to Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Church for providing us the facility free of charge so that we can have a nice event. And they allowed us the whole day today to set up, and they're allowing us to use the facility the entire day tomorrow too, per our needs. The facilities team for going in there and setting that up and putting together the auditorium to seat 525 people. That was an incredible feat. Our front office staff, who was critical and hands-on first thing in the morning over here helping us today to make sure that we could do this event and to be able to distribute technology, our IT department for helping out, our SLT department, and of course the ELT as well for coming up with some pretty great ideas. And then all of us, all hands on deck, going over there and setting that up. It's a tremendous feat to try to to transform a place that's not necessarily your school into a place that can kind of feel like your school when you come in. And I feel like everybody did a phenomenal job of doing that. Special shout out also to Evan Winokur, tackling this issue with the electrical problem has. He's been under a lot of pressure and taking a lot of heat and doing the best he can to move us forward in this very difficult start to the year that we're having. So I really would like to take a moment and thank everyone for all of their efforts because it couldn't have been done with one or two people. It needed everybody, and it truly was a group effort over here. So really sincerely from the bottom of my heart, congratulations to everybody for everything that you did to make this day tomorrow a success that I know it's going to be. Special education, there's a lot going on with special education right now. There's a lot of transition plans that are going on. You have the transitions from the different grade levels going on. You have in-services for student engagement and instructional support going on. There's Autism 101 presented by the Delaware Department of Education for resources on the 20th for K-5 staff. We're also facilitating peer social engagement for students with autism. That's going on right now as well. And thank you to Sun for putting that all together and helping to prepare our teachers and our staff to be able to support all of our learners. We talked a little about what IT was doing just now. They're also onboarding a bunch of people, and they had to distribute over 200 computers today from a building with no electricity. Obviously, none of this would have been possible without all of this efforts from all of these teams. Tyler deserves a special shout out too. He's been running all over the place, and thank you to Dave and Randy and the facilities team that really made that transition to Holy Trinity possible as well. So thank you all again for everything that you've
Okay, are
done.
we done?
No.
Okay.
Yes. HR, there's some staffing snapshots over here. We have 159 staffing actions that have been managed. 61 new academic hires, 100% vacancies filled for 2027. There's a little statistical sheet to show you just how busy they are. Shout out to HR for everything that they've done during this time as well. Those are very impressive numbers and an incredible turnaround. Thank you also to the food service department for adjusting so many times this week for our plan and for putting us in a wonderful setting us for setting up for success tomorrow as well. I know Evie and the team have been working tirelessly to do that for us. And not only have they been preparing for the year, but they've also been moving along with this as well, which is great. We had our second annual resource fair on August 11th, which was a huge success. We had over 215 families at that event. We are going through teacher orientations as we speak. Congratulations to Odyssey and to Jackie and the team for getting a $268,000 Bridge to Practice grant for round two of our teacher training and student growth based program, and the consolidated grant, which was given to us at $1.8 million for this particular year. We talked a little bit about enrollment already. There are a lot of other things that are going on as well. We've officially launched our new school website. Thank you again to the team for being able to do that. That was a very, very difficult task to get that, and it's wonderful. It's beautiful. It looks way better than it did before. And so we appreciate everybody who helped on that. There's also a couple things that we want to kind of announce for this year strategically that are happening. Number one, we have our back to school kickoff tomorrow. The first days of school will be the 26th and the 27th next week. The 20-year anniversary gala planning committee will hold its first meeting in September. So we talked about this last month. If you're interested, please reach out to me and email me so we can add you to that group. We want to make our 20th anniversary gala a spectacular event. And we are also holding the AHEPA-sponsored 5K that will occur in October. We will also be doing a board and admin working retreat at the end of, I think it's at the end of September. Can somebody tell me that date again? I don't remember. I know that we voted for it, but I don't remember where we landed.
I
And
think
it's not on the
it's
document.
I want to say it's like September 25th. I can pull it up real quick.
Yeah. So we'll update this document to say the exact date. For that was voted on by all the members. So that was the date that was
I
chosen for
have it.
that.
It's
Okay.
Wednesday, September 23rd at noon.
Thank you. Thank you, Juliana. Okay. I also, like I promised from before, I said that I would be able to share updates on some of the academic data, SBAC and SAT assessment reports. So I have that information for us over here. I want to make sure that everybody can see the document that I'm on. Can everybody still see this document that I'm on? Is that a thumbs up? Because I can't really see
Yes, I
screens
can see
right
it.
now.
Yep, you're good.
Okay, great. Okay, so overall, our students in ELA this year, compared to the state, obviously performed 15% higher on ELA and about 20.5% higher in math compared to the state. So OCS is demonstrating that performance relative to the state. Overall, OCS students are performing, above that proficiency and can continue to do so. The other thing, we did see very small, modest gains this year. Overall, students in ELA, saw growth from 46.75% to 48.12%, which is about 3% higher, and math 41.65 to 42.17. So there is a slight trend upwards, but perhaps what's most important is that we have used this information in order for us to target our growth moving forward so that we can accelerate the growth moving forward. So that is the good news for us, especially as we continue to expand. Although that's not where we wanted to land this year. We wanted to land higher than that. We have set goals for next year for ELA to be at 60% proficiency and for mathematics to be at 55% proficiency. Those are both very robust goals, and we believe that we can get to them if we are able to implement these programs effectively and monitor them well and really motivate our students to do as well as they can. In terms of grade level proficiencies, we have math and ELA broken down by grade level, third to eighth. As you can see, the percentage of test takers and how they did and how they did per grade level. So you can see the third grade proficiency, and then fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth for math and how they went, and then the proficiency for the same grade levels across the board with the average that we just talked about. We see especially strong performance in a few grades. I'd like to take a moment to shout out the seventh grade ELA team that saw tremendous growth this year. They reached 57.21% proficiency, and fifth grade reached 55.02, and in math, fourth and third grade were both at approximately 50% proficiency. So we're happy to see the needle moving in those particular grade levels. We are identifying the practices from within those grade levels to incorporate into how we're moving forward so that whatever practices they're using over there, we can start using in our other classes as well to see the same kind of results. SBAC proficiency by subgroup against the state. This one is, so we're looking at all students and then African American, Asian, Hispanic, Latino, Native American, white, multiracial, female, male, and English language learner. And you can see where we stand in terms of our comparison to the rest of the state. And, by and large, we're in the green in these areas. And that typically is the case for us. And you can see how we're doing. We're on par with the highest performing groups. And then in the other ones, we are outperforming by subgroup a little bit more and other subgroups, some subgroups over other ones, which helps focus exactly what we're going to be doing next with respect to our support systems to make sure that we're able to see the gaps between subgroups become lesser and lesser over time. So these are all pieces of information that we can look over. Generally speaking, like we said, there is a modest increase in the data, but not it, it. We did not hit our targets this year with the academic data on SBAC. So, yes, we can say that we outperformed, and yes, we can say that we outperformed in both subjects year over year. But the numbers are not in an area that we would have wanted them to be. So we have set our expectation very high for next year at 60 and 55%, and we can talk a lot more about the various intervention programs as you see them play out as well, specifically with the action plans. The action plans are very detail-oriented and aligned specifically to school improvement. English language learners are 95.8% higher in ELA and 158.4% higher in math versus the state. So our EL learners are doing very, very well, which isn't surprising necessarily. In the sense that we're a multilingual school, so you expect multilingual learners to be able to perform well, and that is the case for us. So overall, the results demonstrate that OCS is continuing to perform above the states, but our results are not necessarily where we want them to be. They are encouraging because we're seeing a wide range of student groups being able to continue to improve, but we do need to do better, and I do want to make myself clear on that. SAT 11, OCS, this is some of the numbers that we have. OCS, again, outperforming in ELA and math and SA for 2025-26. And then the mean composite score You can see how it measures in terms of what percentage it is higher. The area that we saw a slight dip from 2024, 25 to 25, 26 is when we look at it, not necessarily as a measure compared to the state, but when we look at it compared to ourselves, we saw a small dip in ELA, but we saw 100% improvement in mathematics and an enormous jump in SAT and essay writing. So a 400% increase in that. So statistically speaking, we can see the impact of focus re-putting the focus back on the SAT. Although we expect the math to grow and accelerate much faster than it has thus far. So we're working on the plan and the strategy for that. And we will, again, that's very aligned to the action plans and the new math curriculum and math training that's going on for all teachers. Overall, the mean scores, OCS average is 481 in ELA versus 465 to the state, 441 in math versus 438 to the state. Our closing message is that the SAT results show OCS performing above the state in ELA math and essay proficiency. Math proficiency doubled over the year, like we talked about, and obviously the essay proficiency skyrocketed to a level which is much more appropriate to where we expect our students to be. So, congratulations to the high school team on making those extra leaps over there to help get us a little bit further. And again, we have set school-wide goals of 60% and 50%. So, that's all I have to say about that for now. More to come.
Thank you. It's great. Can we have the Greek report? Is Ioana there?
She should be somewhere around here.
Yes, I'm here.
Let me stop sharing my screen. There we go.
Ilya, Ilya, just one question. I saw that the Hawaiian indigenous group in math was 226%, or I misread it.
Because milame poli ora ta havanesika. No, it's because the group is statistically insignificant.
That's why. Okay.
Yeah.
Just I want just to make sure because I said, did I read it correctly or just whatever. Thank you. Good point. Thank you, Georgia.
Okay, Ioana.
Yes. So, Kalispera, everybody. Happy August. We are almost ready to start our school year tomorrow with our teachers. So, I will start with staffing and readiness for the Greek program. All Greek language teaching positions are filled for the new school year, and there were many. So, we have seven teachers coming from Europe, from Greece, for this new year. All of them arrived in the United States at least 1 week before the start of the school year and have been warmly welcomed into the Odyssey community. For one more year, the Odyssey demonstrated Philotimo and Philoxenia at their highest. Our team supported our new teachers from airport transportation, temporary accommodations to securing housing, bank accounts, phones, everything that they needed in order to start the new life here in the United States. They also have met with HR. They toured our schools, began acclimating to our new environment here. As for our immersion school, the Greek department worked closely with the immersion school administrative team throughout the summer to ensure full staffing for the building for the new school because we had many openings, of course, as a new school. We had also a training that we have every year. It's not the first year. Every August, we participate in the Immersion Institute, Summer Institute, organized by DOE for the Greek language in collaboration with us. And all our new Greek language teachers were invited and they participated. Not only the immersion teachers, but all our teachers received this training and it was very beneficial to them. In order to better understand the system here, the educational system here. As for the curriculum, as Mr. Papa said, the school is going to adopt a new math curriculum, the Amplified Desmos Math. As a department, the Greek department, we decided to also adapt the curriculum for all grades because in the beginning, the initial thought was to adapt it only for K to 2, so we have time to translate it. But then, as a team, we came together and we decided to adapt it for the whole K to 5 band. So I'm very thankful to a team of dedicated educators who accepted to translate the curriculum. They have been working very hard during the last month, and it's going to be ready for us to start the year and as a school to adapt the new curriculum K to 5 across programs. The next item has to do with the Ellinomathia results. We reached the new high for our results, 92.5 pass rate for our students, our Odyssey students. And of course, I want to thank our students and our teachers, all our teachers, all the years that had these students and all our students, and of course, our families who support the bilingual journey of our students here at Odyssey. And something that we try to teach our students and our families is not only the Greek language, but to help them see that bilingualism is a gift for life. And then my last item has to do with our global recognition and outreach. So our work continues to receive recognition beyond Delaware in the United States. This month, actually last week, Athens Voice, which is a major Greek newspaper, featured an extensive article on Odyssey highlighting our Greek language program, students, educators with lots of pictures and everything, and the leadership role that our program has developed over the years. And I think that's all from us. I'm going to send you to the board the article from the Athens Voice, the newspaper, so you have it. And we are very excited to starting tomorrow.
Wonderful.
Ioana, congrats, Συγχαρητήρια. The only question I have, how did we get any, accept any new teachers from Greece, let's say?
If we accepted any new
Yeah, if
teachers.
we just new teachers will teach this coming year from Greece.
So we had 7 new teachers from Greece. Yes.
Okay. That's
And
all.
2 from local, from here, Greek
That's
language
fine.
teachers from here.
So altogether 9 teachers in
Yep.
the program. Great. Thank you.
And they all love already our small Delaware.
Okay, anyway.
Okay. The next item on our agenda is out of state travel. Let me start by saying that last week it was proposed that we approve this at the beginning of the year for the whole year so we don't have to take so much time out of each meeting away from governance. There was some discussion about an ordinance from the DOE. I reviewed that with both Jim Taylor and Elias, and its wording. It does not prevent us from approving the budget for travel and the categories where that travel money would go. The travel budget is very, very small to devote so much time at each meeting to that. It's 0.007 of the entire budget. So I've asked Deborah to do a breakdown for us. Is she here? Could she put that breakdown on screen? It's for the 2027 New Year. Deborah, are you there?
Deborah's here,
Wonderful.
but she's muted, so we couldn't hear her, but she's here.
Sorry, there I am.
Okay. Where is the total line? Can you help me with this? Because I'm seeing something that says 2025. Can we go to 2027?
Yep. So for 2027, I have pulled out what the expenditures are so far this year. And I have the total from last year and for 2025.
Okay. I think we're going to have to postpone this for next year because I was hoping that we could get a breakdown of the travel expense, not by food and car and international travel, but rather by travel for teachers, travel for administrative staff, travel for executive level staff and CEO travel. So if we could.
So it is broken down in each line who it's for.
Okay.
Yes. So I broke down for each year. I summarized everything by whether it was a principal, division of accounting. Most of that is going to be student travel unless we purchased airfare for a staff member to travel. If they purchased on their own, then you'll see like an admin or teacher and they were reimbursed.
Okay. So where is the total line?
So the total for 2026 was $95,665. And so far this year, we've spent $814.
And what is the total proposed budget for travel for 2027?
The total proposed is, give me 1 second.
Isn't it around 37,000, Deborah?
I believe so. I just want to pull the exact number. Yes, 37,350.
Okay. Can we get the 37,350 broken down in those categories?
Sure.
That's what we're looking for to approve. How about we continue and save that for the end? That way you have a chance to just look at that.
I can just copy it right on here so you can see it.
I think it's best if we hold it off until the budget's approved at the end, and then we can approve the out-of-state travel for the year.
Okay.
Can I ask a clarifying question then?
Sure.
So any out-of-state travel for where we say we have a fourth grade class going to the Philadelphia Zoo in the future, that would not need to go through the board?
Exactly. You wouldn't have to come to the board with that. It would be approved unless the travel budget that's approved today is surpassed in any way by any of those categories, then you would have to come to the board to approve travel beyond what is in the budget.
And you're saying that this is something we're going to move forward with next meeting after you look into this a little bit closely?
We did look into it. We're looking at the numbers. There's nothing that prevents us from not doing it.
Okay. Would you like us to still keep track of our out-of-state travel?
Well, that would be Elias's call.
Okay.
Okay. I assume that you each provided that information already for the budget from your departments. Okay. Could we move on then to the next item? Which is the monthly financial review, which means Deborah, you're up again.
All right. All right. Well, welcome to a new fiscal year. I have based this on the preliminary budget that was submitted at our last meeting. So this is as of July 31st, 2026. The budgeted revenues that we have are $61,474,000. And so far, we have collected $30,198,933, which is 49.12% of the entire budget. That money that came in was $21 million from our state transfer. That was based on the enrollment that was captured in the spring. Our state transportation was $2.5 million. State grants, we got our Ed Opportunity, Ed Sustainment, Mental Health, our Athletic Trainer Block, our Technology Block, Child and Safety and Security, and our Substitute Reimbursement, all in state. And then for local, we got our MCI funds of $373,000, our cafeteria at $294 for the month. The fundraising was at $190. Owls Club 165, that's also summer camp. And the most of that is actually summer camp and not Owls Club because summer camp was happening over the summer. School activities was 133,000, 120, just under 126 for athletics, and other local funding was 86. We received a check for our rental proceeds and it's at 17,000, and transportation revenue that was received was 15,000. Our final budgeted expenditures are 50,653,000. That's excluding our contingency. To date, we have 4,077,758 with 1.2 in encumbrances, which represents 10.41% of the budget. This is our new web report where everything is broken down by our new categories to show where we are at. So I just want to bring attention to the fact that we had budgeted much less for our capital for the year. We did receive our invoices for Building 27 after the close of fiscal year 26. That was captured with our auditors when they were here and they were doing our audit and did their in-person visit. I went over that with them and I provided them with all of the contractor invoices that we had received. So I wanted to pull that out to show that yes, we did have expenditures, and that was captured for last year since it was something that was done in 26 but was paid in 27. So you'll see that down here at the bottom. So this is our web report for July.
Okay, are there any questions? Do I have a motion to approve the July financial report?
I move to approve the report.
Is there any second?
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any oppose? Okay, the action to approve the July web report is passed. Moving on to the next item on our agenda. Deborah, I think you're up again. Is the 2026, 2027 budget discussion?
Okay. So I can bring up our proposed. Give me a second to reshare. I've got lots of screens open here, so bear with me a second. Okay, let me bring it in. Share my window. Right, so our budget for 2027 is we are estimating 25,297 in state funds, 31 million in local funds, 1.3 in federal funds with a carryover of 3.759 for a total of 61,674,000. Our total expenditures, which I don't like that number, we're going to go back to our final is 50,653 and $67. I know that everybody's had a chance to review this. We also had a finance meeting on Monday where we kind of dug in a little deeper and went through some of the numbers. And I've provided feedback to the board on that information. Do we have any other questions or anything we want to specifically go over?
I first of all, I want to thank the members of the board who attended the finance meeting. I understand that it was very good and very long and very involved and comprehensive, and I think that's so important. Do any board members who were unable to attend the finance meeting have any questions, or any board members have any further questions on the budget details items?
Georgie, I have a question. This is Dimitri.
Mm-hmm.
I agree that the meeting that we had a couple of days ago was very fruitful. However, the question that I have is related to the action plans. And Elias and Deborah, if you can tell us whether or not any financial considerations that will be related to the action plans have been considered within the budget that we have in front of us right now.
Action bees, can
They're,
you just
they, they, they've already been considered. They're already in there. So if you're re referring specifically to Odyssey Rising or the math curriculum, that has already been included as part of this budget.
That's good. Thank you.
Any more questions from board members? I know that we've all had a couple weeks this time to review the numbers, minus any minor changes that we got today. If there's no further discussion, can I have a motion to approve this budget for the new year?
I move to approve the budget.
Is there a second?
I second.
So the budget for the 2027 new year is approved.
Thank you, Georgia.
We still need to vote.
All in
Thank
favor?
you. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. We're good
Great.
now, right, Joel?
Yeah.
All good?
The ayes have it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. So the next item up is the Citizens Budget Oversight Committee. Do we have a report?
I don't, we have not yet met. We take a break during the summer, so we should be starting back up again next month.
Okay. And we just spoke about the Finance Committee. Is there a PTO report yet this month?
I can say from Kaya that they are working to identify a new date for the back to school bash once we have the power restored, as well as continuing to sell gym uniforms, spirit wear, back to school supply kits for the team.
Great. Thank you. Is there any new business? I have something here, if I could start. I have arranged with Kendall and Jim Taylor for board members governance training. We have some proposed dates. We tried for weekend dates because I know that many of our board members are working full time. We are unable to get weekend dates because of the trainers involved. But we do have some proposals for afternoons from 2 to 5. And we just need to pick one date. If board members could jot these dates down, they are Monday, September 14th, Thursday, September 17th, Tuesday, September 22nd, or Monday, October 5th. And again, all those dates would be from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. And I hope that this gives everyone enough time in advance to schedule.
Georgia, I'm just going to say for the parents, 2 to 5 is when we pick up our kids. So that's going to be a difficult time. I won't be able to do that timing
Okay.
if it's during the week because I'm picking up children from school.
Okay. What about our working board members? Would 8 to 2, would 8 to 2 work?
Georgia,
I can't.
teacher.
Georgia,
Excuse me.
I'm going to be away from 9 of September to 29. However, any time of the 20 of the day works for me. Before that day, those days, and after those days. Okay, so
So
I'm not
only
sure.
Monday, October 5th would work for
Whatever it is, anyways,
Costas.
but I'm
Okay.
going to be away.
Okay. What about our other board members?
Me as a teacher, I finished my work at 2:25. So, if I miss the first half hour, is that a problem?
Well, they'll provide you coverage if you need it.
Okay.
You just
Okay,
tell
that's
the office. So we're the teachers are a little more flexible, I guess.
okay.
Yeah, that's good.
The
We have another.
8 to 2, the 8 to 2 time frame presents a problem for both Monica and I as well, because that's drop off time between 8:30 and 9, depending on the school.
Okay. Okay. So that would mean, okay. So what about our other members, working members, please?
Yeah, I'm happy to chime in briefly. I think this is challenging to do over Zoom,
It
unfortunately.
is.
Maybe a doodle poll would be easier, but I'll have to take a day no matter what. So whatever day we choose, preferably with the most advanced possible, I'll do my best to attend, but it's challenging.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Vivian?
I would say the into October is better. All those other dates
Okay.
is
And
right around my wedding week, and I'm
oh
actually
my.
doing a
Oh,
lot of time
okay.
to prepare for the wedding. And I know we have our
Is
board meeting the 16th, and then are also the 23rd, we also are getting together for. So it's a lot
okay.
of time off. I'm taking off of work around that time.
Is Trisha here? How about
And actually the 5th could work for me. So,
October. Okay.
yep.
So we've picked the 5th of October. But unfortunately, two of the older board members who have done governance training might not be able to attend. But they can't do weekends, so we're kind of stuck there. But it looks like that's the best date for the new board members, which is most important since they've had none of this training. Is that okay? Is that okay with everybody?
Fine with me.
Okay, thank you, Joel.
With that advance notice on October 5th, just, of course, let us know whether it's going to be the AM or the PM time block,
Oh, yeah.
and I'll do my best to either arrive late or find other drop-off accommodations.
Okay,
Yeah,
Monica,
same.
are you flexible on that date, October 5th?
Yeah. October 5th, same thing. October 5th will be fine, and I will try to,
Plan in advance.
Yeah,
It would be
if I
at the
can.
school. It would be at the
Okay.
school, okay, like it
Okay.
was the prior year. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you ever so much. Sorry to bring that up like as a last minute, but I think it's important that we all get that training in because it's so good. Any other new business? Do we have anything for the good of the school?
I'm not sure if we were planning on going over this next meeting, Georgia, but we did get an email from Elias following up with my request for information on marketing and social media status. So if we want to go over that now, we can. I'm also happy to share insights, which I share with the board on this as well. It can be brief if you want to highlight it. If not, we can wait. Doesn't matter to
No,
me.
I think it's good. I did read it. I had a couple questions on that. Elias, are you able to present it or is Jackie here?
I'm here.
Oh, hi, Jackie. Could you present that report to us since it wasn't on the original agenda, so I missed that. Sorry.
That's okay.
Would you mind presenting that report?
Yep. Let me just find the right document. Okay, can you share my screen or see my screen?
Yes.
Yes.
Get larger. So this is the request from Mr. Chambers directly talking about our marketing and visibility plan. So we really accomplished a lot during 20 school year 25-26 and wanted to articulate where we are headed for 26-28. Being the first year in this position, it was a year of foundation building and really putting in a concerted effort for visibility, strengthening our Odyssey story, and becoming like intentional and data-driven in how we communicate this with our prospective families. So for 20 school year 2025, 2026, that was exactly it. Making sure that we were building our awareness, we were hitting opportunities for people outside of our community to see us to begin with. And now this year, the goal is to to intentional follow-ups, to intentional plans, and to ultimately grow our enrollment. We did this through an integrated approach. So we had paid media, we used our own channels, and then the third-party credibility through Delaware Today Media as our primary source to ensure that we were getting in front of the public and we were getting our views with the right market of families, which would be our school-aged families. This is some data from the campaign themselves. So throughout, we had a total of 900,000 different touch points. This included display advertising, pre-roll videos, the targeted emails that were sent. We were in Delaware Today magazines through the Faces of Delaware, and that had over 180,000 print and digital views. We were at over 41% open rate and a pre-roll completion of 50.52. And for those that are not necessarily familiar with marketing, this is more of an explanation to what each of those pieces represent. So we talked about viewership. That was 50.2% completion. We had videos that were shared and advertised, and we had a 30-second clip versus fully finishing that and had 64.07 completion rate, which in a marketing world is a pretty high standard to utilize, which is great to see. And then again, engagement is meaning you're opening your emails, you're watching those videos, you're using that to drive to the Odyssey website to demonstrate that it was active interest. Once one of the things that they shared with us that I thought was important to note too is that it wasn't just in the moment. So it was also people were reaching out and looking up Odyssey website even after they were seeing these ads. So it was driving them back through and it kept it at the forefront and they wanted to learn more. Mr. Chambers really had articulated this in the email, but our social media is our biggest opportunity that we are excited to capitalize on for this year. So where we currently stand, we've got about 32,000 followers on Facebook. We have a couple different Instagram pages. We have LinkedIn, but we lack that potential. And so we are using our resources, I think, to our best of our ability to build an authentic voice and an authentic opportunity to represent at Odyssey what makes our Odyssey community so strong. We are going to partner with the work-based learning through the high school to have our social media managers and brand ambassadors for the school and use them to create content, create opportunities within their own field of marketing and what the path they're pursuing to really gain exposure, to gain content, and to complete that storytelling for us in a way we really can drive and be intentional about. Like we said, we're looking to make that shift for enrollment. So we're focusing that specifically with our kindergarten students, with our high school students, and being consistent with the messaging. We want people this year to go from, oh, I recognize that brand of Odyssey, to what makes Odyssey so special, what makes Odyssey so appealing. I want to be a part of that. We will continue to measure success of this through our awareness. So some of those data points that Delaware Media provides us through our consideration of people coming to not only the website, but then our events. That's why it paired very beautifully with the launch of our website. So we can be more intentional again with that storytelling, with that public view of the events that we're already broadcasting to our own community. We want to get to a larger audience. And of course, we will translate that into enrollment growth at those different levels. Again, this kind of summarizes it for us, but we are committed to making sure that we continue to make Odyssey a visible brand. We are committed to making sure that we are being authentic to showing what we are as an Odyssey family with all facets of that. We do so much as a school that there's so much to capture and show. And we want to make sure that we are improving our measurements to gain that success, and really translate that into getting more people to join the community.
I have a
Jackie, this is Dimitri Dandolos. This is a very nice foundation that you have built, and congratulations. As you said, you've only been on this job for a year, and this is a great foundation. My question is, how do you take this foundation and you begin targeting areas where we need to matriculate more, and of course, still focus on areas of retention in the areas we're still doing well. I'm sure that you're working on these kind of things. Can you share with us your thoughts about it?
Absolutely. So we use detailed data reports to ensure that we are communicating to our right audiences, using some of the Delaware Today commitments and actions to be intentional about who is getting the message for Odyssey and inviting them in. And this year, we made efforts at the school level to have meetings with our families that we currently have to not only showcase what is happening now, but where the school is going.
I have,
A few
sorry.
months ago, Elias had mentioned that you folks were creating opportunities for the administration team to have face-to-face interactions with rising middle schoolers or potential high school students. Those things, I assume, are built in into your plan of actions, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I
And one
have.
lesser item. For those of you who may not know, the campus, when we purchased it, had 27 buildings in it, and we ended up buying 20 to 27, and we demolished 23 and 20, I'm sorry, 24 and 25. We show those buildings as labels right now. To most people, don't make any sense. Do we have any plans to somehow rename those buildings and give them a fresher attention to them, other than what DuPont used to use to label the buildings?
Absolutely. We actually had a team on site today going around to look at being able to capture that with our Odyssey branding.
Great. Very good. Thank you.
I have some questions, Jackie, on your report. Have you presented unique views? Do you have any numbers for unique views for our paid and for our own media? Because I saw, big numbers for impressions and big numbers for, viewership. But do you have the unique viewers in those numbers?
I can break it down further and share it with
That
you.
would be most useful, and to see the trend and increase in unique users. Also, I didn't see any number for frequency at all for our ads that we do put out there. There's usually a frequency that's involved in those numbers. 3.1, 8.2, it might range between those two, it might not. That would be a useful indicator of effectiveness. And another thing was, I'm wondering whether you've con when you do social media advertising, you don't do advertising. From what I understand, you're just posting for our existing followers. Is that correct?
Correct. That has been the primary.
Okay. So I would suggest that you look at purchasing social media advertising for our school because they can target very easily parents of, kindergarten students, parents of high school students, pa parents of middle schoolers. You might want to target each one with a different type of ad. For example, athletics versus achievement on SATs versus, what their what the draw is for kindergarten kids. That would be most effective in increasing enrollment. And I also thought that you might also consider looking at radio for St. Catharines enrollment because you're capturing parents, as you heard here today, on the way to and from school and at the end of the school day when they're going to pick up students and coming home. Radio will have a very high acoustic reach for parents of kids that you do want to hear. You do want them to hear about Odyssey. So that's just some of the things that I saw in the report that I was hoping that you could just look into.
Absolutely. We have done radio before. We have done billboards before. We continue to do mailers, again, based on targeting to our families of students.
Can I piggyback in here real quick, especially after George's comments? Thanks, Jackie, for the report, and I appreciate you presenting it so we could talk about it. I completely agree with the sentiment, and that's partly why I sent the email again. Just want to reiterate, it's not to be critical. It's good to know that you're on the job and helping to boost this. I think it's a massive area where we can improve and make huge gains. I have like several specific questions. I'm not sure if this is the proper venue or not, or if we're going to have a subcommittee on this where we can really dive into details, but maybe some overarching ones, if you could hit briefly, would be what size is your team? Like, can I get like just general information on like how many people are we having students as volunteers? I basically got that from the indication of the report. The goal is to kind of make student ambassadors, which I think is fantastic. You can basically have them producing content. You can make it manageable where then only the supervisor approves the posts and things like that. But the heyday has got to be, to George's point, that's the goal. The long-term goal is that, but you cannot start doing paid advertisements right now without the infrastructure in place. The post, the number of posts, the content, the pages, it's very unlinked and very not populated yet. There's a lot of numbers in this field, and I'm not a person in this field, but I'm young enough to know and use social media. You need multiple posts per day, per platform on every single thing. They have to be linked. The stuff on the website has to go to the main pages. So some of the stuff that I kind of highlight in the email, I just want to get like an idea, like where you're at. Are you by yourself? Do you have like five people
Absolutely.
under you? How, what's your, but like, what's your dream budget? What can I do? What can we do as the board to facilitate you? Because I mean, the biggest thing that I have to say is I learned about our El Onomatia scores from LinkedIn only because I am connection with a family, close family friend growing up, Miss Evaginelli, a teacher at Odyssey, who was a past board member who's fantastic. And she was basically posting and bragging that the students all passed. And I was thrilled. But like Odyssey wasn't tagged. There's no reshare. There's no repost. I can't do anything. In today's day and age, people my age, millennials or younger, who are have the kids who are going to actually put the kids in school. I mean, that needed to be that should have been like an instant reshare, instant repost on every platform. And tagging Odyssey, tagging everything. And the LinkedIn is dead. I mean, everyone I know, everyone I work with, everyone my age like lives on LinkedIn. Maybe that's just my industry. Maybe that's just what I work on. But this is where I would love to know where you're at so we can help you, because I think that's like the most important thing possibly that we could do to boost the school.
And awesome. Thank
to dovetail off of that, for those of us board members who are on LinkedIn, when those posts are made, if I see Elias post something or anything like that, and I'm able to share and tag OCS, we all need to be doing that to help generate that interest, even on the professional side of things.
And also, I really like what someone mentioned before regarding the students and getting the students involved in this, because the students have a platform to reach other students already in Delaware on TikTok, say, and not only on Instagram, but TikTok is huge, as is the music channel. It's not coming to mind right now, but they could do, TikToks about speaking Greek, about attending Odyssey, about the cool things that they did at school, about the travel with Odyssey because they had sharing programs with other schools in Europe. There's so much that they can do, even as students, that convince the parents they want to come to Odyssey, or convince others that Odyssey is a cool place to attend and matriculate at. And I'm wondering if even something like that could help boost enrollment, because it's not a usual method of attracting new students to Odyssey. We usually want the parents to hear about it. But sometimes the kids, particularly older kids, influence that decision. Just a thought.
No, you're absolutely right. And I appreciate kind of raising this up to conversation. You are looking at the department. It is me, myself and I, and I have done a lot of work in a lot of different capacities across the organization, which I think lends me to have the opportunity to speak to the school on lots of different aspects and facets. This past year, we have continued to do a lot of fundraising. We've continued to do a lot of grant writing. And quite frankly, social media had become the bottom of the totem pole of what could get accomplished, because I was trying to ensure that we were meeting our deadlines, ensuring that we were getting the grants, and putting ourselves out there with the different priorities that we had as an organization. We do know that this is something where we do need to put the emphasis on, and kind of going back to utilizing the strengths of who we have and what we have available to us as a K-12 organization is huge, because you are right, right? These our students are the continue to outperform us in marketing and a social media generation. And they do have the capacity and the drive and the design and ability to come up with things that we haven't even thought of. And they're on top of the trends of TikTok and Instagram. And, professionally, we have students that have LinkedIn accounts. And so when we can, as a group, commit to that being a priority, we can focus our efforts on making sure that our ROIs are significant and targeted in a way that we get what we want out of that.
So Jackie, just to clarify, you are the only person then. The department is solely you, is what you're telling me right now.
So
That's,
within
yeah.
my branch, there is me, and then I have an enrollment specialist that works with me, and then we have added a district data coordinator.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. And then obviously we just passed the budget, but that's unacceptable long term. So I'll definitely make a motion in a future meeting, or we'll make a subcommittee or something to work on this. But you need to have a much more significant team of people, because I will, I'm happy to debate this, or we could do pros, cons, things like that. But I believe most other people on this board would agree that in today's day and age, it's totally inadequate. If we want to be competitive, that alone will shoot us up significantly. It's an important investment in the school. At least that's my personal opinion. So I don't know, Georgia, what the proper channels are for doing that, or if Ilya, you have a suggestion, if that involves a working group with the board and Jackie and her team, or if that involves a different kind of meeting monthly or whatever. If it requires guidance and support, I'm happy to provide or help spearhead some of that. But I think in general, I want to set up something where we can then make sure we have a significant budget line item increase for Jackie, and including multiple direct reports for her in the very near to immediate future. So that would be my suggestion I'm proposing now to us to discuss.
We can certainly, first of all, discuss it in a finance committee, that one side of things, but there we can also form a marketing and advertising communications committee that can work with Jackie on that in time for boosting enrollment. And with that in mind, generally, we can form a committee. Do we have enough people on the board interested in serving on that type of enrollment, marketing, and advertising committee? I'm happy to be on that. Ian, I'm guessing
I'm obviously nominating myself to be on it and lead it and lead it if necessary. But if it's just to consult, if it's just to spark conversation, we don't have to make a committee, I guess. But if other people, particularly
No, it would
maybe
be
the,
to come up
I would
with
love to have,
recommendations.
yeah, I would love to have other people join, and particularly the parents or younger, people that have a vested interest in this. I think it
And I
is
want to highlight too
essential.
that we do have people around campus that are contributing, and that is a lot of what you see posted. So when people send things to me, it gets approved and gets posted. Why it feels less intentional in the storytelling because we have different people doing different things around campus, and instead of being on a schedule and highlighting them in a sequential manner, we're doing it at in a static kind of opportunities.
No, but you, but your
So
hands, but your hands are tied. Your bandwidth is clearly, if it's basically you and two or three other people, and they're not on social media. I mean, they're not. You basically need to have a couple people all the time. They have to be on it, posting it, sharing it. All this is how this works in any modern anything I've been in. Our LinkedIn for my company, for example, and we don't hire anybody. It's a very small biopharma company. We're still spending tons of money and posting all the time, multiple times per day, all the time.
I'd be happy, Jackie and Elias. I'd be happy to work with a group of students, say three or four of them, to and come up with a strategy, a campaign, and let them do put something together for TikTok, so I can take them through that whole process. And I think that'll be valuable to students that are interested in that area. But I'd be happy to work on something with students.
I think that's the easiest low-hanging fruit because, again, the budget is effectively negligible, right? You give them logins, but you make it supervised and approved through Jackie or whoever that person is
Right.
that can utilize it. But then you can be generating content all the time across different platforms. And I think that's her plan, but clearly it's in the slides. But if it's just her or without any other support system, Georgia, that can take years for that to grow versus if we spark it in the butt now is basically what I'm saying. And we build an ambassador team of, three kids from each grade or whatever Jackie can handle bandwidth wise. But my point is that this is low hanging fruit that will significantly boost the school's enrollment and the school's ability to recruit and our presence. Because I understand the idea about radio and stuff like that. No one I know, and I'm just maybe I'm weird, but no one I know listens to radio anymore. Everybody is listening to podcasts. Everybody is listening to music, maybe, but most of the time it's just social media. That's the primary way people are getting their content, their information, their news. Even my news now, I don't know if you guys do this, but like ground news, things like that, unbiased news sources that take from all sides, and they upload and share with you content via social media every day. So
And
stuff like that is just super important.
they use specific programs to do that are not high cost. You could use apps, like Muckrat
Exactly.
or
Exactly.
Hootsuite,
No, yeah, exactly.
and
And
it's
this
done
is not
for
my
you
field, but yeah,
in an
exactly. Yeah.
hour.
Yeah,
You
you know it better than
it's
me. Yeah.
everywhere. So I'm just
Yeah.
saying that there's a lot that can be done even with one person. But yes, I think that I think we're talking about a larger scale of messaging than, just the followers and sharing and hoping it will get shared. And I think we're talking about two different things. But if we want to affect enrollment, we have to talk about things at a larger scale. That's the only thing that will affect the numbers. And a greater enrollment means a lot more money in our budget and a lot more money to help us be competitive in different areas. Teachers, administrators, etc. We can boost everybody to help the school and the students.
Agreed. And one final point, and then I'll let this go because I realize it's getting late. But the real key, though, is we need the infrastructure. If Joel, for example, sees a post and is trying to reshare it to Odyssey, when I click Odyssey, there's nothing. There's no info. There's no, you know, like you cannot, we cannot have pages that are not populated, at least with basic updated information on it. So it has to be a priority that comes from, we are the board, right? So the priority coming from us is that we need at least the base to be there. Otherwise, all the advertising, it actually looks bad. If kids like see the post and tag the post and I share it, but they click on it, it's like, oh, Odyssey, there's like 10 posts and, you know, no about us and no content. You know what I mean? We have to actually put that legwork in on the base infrastructure before it will take off. Otherwise, you waste dollars. Like, I would not spend a single penny right now on social media paid advertising, for example, on like Instagram or on LinkedIn, because if somebody goes to that LinkedIn page, it actually will backfire. So what we need to do first is build up the LinkedIn page. Then you start paying for the LinkedIn paid advertisements are extremely effective. I know my company uses them all the time. And they are extremely effective in, I would say, that age group of well of parents with young kids. But I don't want to send people to that until it looks decent. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I
Anyway,
think
thank you for your indulgence. I just wanted to bring it up because I think it's a low-hanging fruit that would be super critical. Yeah.
You guys, and thank you, Ian. To be honest, I love your energy around it. I think it's important. And Jackie, it's you are doing a Trojan job, and that's a huge job. So I guess one of the things that I'm not hearing, and truly, I am not a social media queen, so that I'm not sure I'm really the person to be involved other than a strategic thought person. I do think it needs a 5-year plan. And I don't really necessarily hear that in place, but I'd love us to start. Let's put that vision together to build into so that we can also start backfilling the technology budget that you're going to need to fill this thing out. There are so many really good social media contract people that if we've got the direction for them, we can get them going. But I don't hear that. So I would love us to, because Jackie, it sounds like your plate's really full already. So how do we put that together? And I think there's great merit to putting a committee together for that short term and then see where that goes. That's my thought.
Yeah,
I'd
thank you,
also like.
Tricia. And what I would like to add to what Tricia is talking about is understanding that our school always had and will always will very limited resources. We just went through a balancing act with our budget, which we just approved. Having said that, the responsibilities of the board are two. One is oversight. The other one is to be able to provide the additional resources that the school needs, whether those are financial or expertise, and coupled with what Trisha is talking about, developing a plan of action, it will give us an opportunity to bring all the ideas that we all have to the table and create in a strategic way, whether it's going to be fundraising for cash or social media interactions and
Dance.
our ability to be able to recruit. So, yes, I agree with everything was said around the table, and it's really up to us, the board, to see how we can support our administrators, knowing that they're operating with limited resources and not a lot of time.
Yeah, and more efficiencies in spending in different areas. I think it was great that Elias shared with us the energy efficiency audit, the things that they're doing to the buildings to save money. I hope that extra money is going to be used with the students in mind first, the teachers in mind second, and then so on and so on. So that we can also do important projects to boost enrollment that will ideally provide more capabilities to the budget and to the board. Thank you. Are there any other comments?
Yeah, I'll say it quickly, so that it is at least on record that a parent has said something. When I hear social media advertising, I'm excited because it is something where that is an area of growth for Odyssey. When I hear kids in TikTok, however, I can't see a red flag big enough to satisfy my concerns. Because as much good as social media can bring from an advertising and a knowledge and awareness point of view, there's also a heck of a lot of crazy out there. There's a lot of parents who are allowing their kids to do whatever on social media. There's just as many parents who are trying to protect their kids from social media as long as humanly possible. So my only request as we go down this path is to make sure that every safeguard is in place for the protection of our children. Because when you put something out there, the internet is written in stone. There's no amount of deleting that is ever going to overcome that. So, protection for the kids, first and foremost. Promotion of the school is on the priority list as well. So do it smart, do it safely.
Absolutely. And I agree with those points. Everything will go by the board. I think that's important that everything goes by the board, based on the particular strategy for increasing enrollment, based on a 5-year plan that is more specific to this area. I think we remind ourselves that we have governance over all those areas that affect the budget. And al although that hasn't always been done in the past, it is something that this board will be doing more of. Thank you. Anything else for the good of the school?
I actually
There.
had a question for the Nanahepin members. It looks like there's the parent at large is posted on the website. Is that correct? And are we getting applications and where are they going? Sorry if I should know that.
I saw that on the site as well.
I don't know that either.
Yeah.
I did ask that
It looks like
question.
it's posted, but I don't know where it's going. I don't know if we have a plan for it. I don't know who's getting them.
I don't know that either.
And I don't know if
Elias,
it was like made
Bridget.
public anywhere else either. Like,
No, I wasn't aware that it was posted. I can definitely follow up on that and get back to you guys, though.
Okay.
I think I had posed that question 2 years ago, and the answer that I got was as a result of low interest, even years before that, it was decided to leave that up there in perpetuity.
Oh,
And that way,
okay.
as parents reach out and say, "Hey, I'm interested," somebody can respond back and say, "Thank you so much for your interest. The next seat is going to be available in such a school year. If you're still around, it's good to know that you're interested, and we'll tap your
Okay.
shoulder
I'm
to
wondering if it's
reapply
always
at
up
that
there.
point."
I'm
That
wondering
was
if
the
since,
answer I was given.
yeah, maybe
Okay,
since we
I didn't
redid
know that.
the website. Since the website was redone, maybe it's like now in a different place and it's more noticeable, but I'll follow up.
Okay. Well, I think Kristen's term's up in September also, so we do need to be,
Correct,
doing
yeah.
something about that. So, okay.
Bridget, I can connect with our website designer and see if there is somewhere it's directing to, and I will just loop you in with the answer.
Okay, thank you very much.
Of course.
Okay, there is no executive session. Do I have a move to adjourn?
Do we need to go back to the out-of-state travel discussion?
To be honest, I'd like to ha have a look at the numbers before they're posted to make sure that it's simple to read
So then for
and vote
this
on.
meeting, should we just motion to approve what was proposed?
What was proposed for this meeting, Bridget?
There were two things added. Camp Odyssey we did last time, but there was Longwood Gardens for the 9th to 12th graders on October 7th. And then Reading Terminal Market in Philadelphia for also 9th to 12th graders on November 18th.
Do I have a motion to approve those two
I'll approve.
details?
I approve.
I'll choose
Again.
Monica as the first and Costa as the second, if that's fine.
Okay, motion to go to Longwood and to where was the other one?
Reading Terminal Market.
Reading Terminal Market is passed. Thank
I
you.
also put a spreadsheet in the executive summary to track it for the entire year in the meantime.
Yes, that, I saw that. That's awesome.
Okay.
So we,
We have
sorry,
to vote on
Georgia,
that.
we do.
Yes, Joel.
We have a motion and a second, but we still need to vote.
Oh my gosh, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any
And special
opposed?
request that you bring back some Byler's donuts from Reading Terminal.
Let me come to the office
And
that
any opposed?
day.
Okay, the travel for those two places is approved. And next week I will come back with a small chart so that we can move on to the approving the just doing this once and not worrying about it at each meeting for the travel budget. Okay. Thank you.
Georgia, hold on. Just the accountability piece to this is, and so forgive me, everybody, because I'm a newbie. The other part that I would love some explanation on in that spreadsheet would be what's the methodology for approval of those expenses within the departments themselves? I just want to make sure we're not, it's not, and I know it's not, that it's not a blank check. Are we
No.
doing, is appropriate due diligence is being done ahead of time so that we're just not managing a crazy budget item?
No, this budget item was, as I understand, the budgets were given by each department head to Elias. It was approved on that level, and
Great.
then those budgets were put into the overall budget. So when we
Okay.
approve the overall budget for travel and see the breakdowns, we can assume that that travel has been already approved by Elias, and anything, special weekly, monthly will continue to be approved by Elias. It will only come to the board when the budget numbers we were given and approved are surpassed,
I've been exceeded. Wonderful.
exceeded. Okay.
Beautiful. Okay, thank you.
I'd also like
You're
to
welcome.
say it's also about the oversight of students and staff leaving the state. So I do think it is important to track in some sort of manner.
I'm sure that's all in place. Thank you, by Elias. Any other questions on that? Elias, are you still on?
I am.
Okay. Oh, could you comment on that?
Yeah, we obviously have strict oversight over all of these items and make considerations on that, and we try to make sure that we follow the bylaws per what was provided to us in our guidelines from CSAC in 2019.
Okay, Juliana, does that answer your question?
Yep, that's fine.
Okay. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Do you need a
Thanks,
motion to
y'all.
adjourn?
We just
Sorry.
did that.
We did? I knew we
No,
moved
we
to
didn't.
I moved
okay.
to adjourn the meeting.
I
We have
second.
adjourned yet.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any
Aye. Have a good
opposed?
night.
Okay. This meeting is now adjourned. Thank you.
Right.
Thank
Good
you.
night.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.